And we are holding in Simin Tov Chof Tes, Sif Beis. The Mishnah Berurah explains that since the majority of the month of Nisan are days of Simcha and Kedusha, we therefore treat the entire month as a month of Kedusha. So therefore, the Mechaber paskens, Ein noiflin al pneihem b'chol chodesh Nisan. We do not say Tachanun throughout the month of Nisan. Ve'ein oim tzidkoscha b'shabbos b'mincha. We don't say tzidkoscha. Ve'ein maspidim boy. We also do not allow hespedim in the month of Nisan. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that we do not say the Yiratzon after Kriyas HaTorah. We are not maskir nishamis. And we also do not say tzidik adin, which is normally said after Levaya. We'll soon see that in the Ramah. The same is also true, by the way, for Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. However, on Erev Rosh Chodesh or Erev Chanukah, we do say Tzidik Adin. The Mishnah Berurah here also advises, he says, it's Toiv Likros. We should try to read the Psukim about the Korban of the Nasi that was brought on that day on the first 12 days of Nisan. On Yud Gimel Nisan, we're supposed to read from the beginning of Parshas Ba'aloscha through the Pasuk Kein Osa HaMenorah. The Mechaber continues. Ve'ein mis'anin boy lahaske b'tzibur. We do not declare any public fast in the month of Nisan, except, of course, the B'choyrus mis'anin boy b'erev Pesach. The B'choyrus fast on erev Pesach. And the Ramah says, Gan einoim tzidik adin b'cho chodesh Nisan. V'noagu she'ein mis'anin boy tainis klau. Afilo yoim shemeis boy oviv o imo. So here we have a machlekes mechaber and ramah. The mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch says that we do not allow a public fast. However, an individual may fast. However, the ramah holds that even an individual may not fast. He says even yoyim shemeis bo aviv imo, even a yahrzeit, one may not fast. There's a minig that we do not fast on Nisan. However, there are a few exceptions. Chas and Kala are allowed to fast. And as the Ramah points out, a Tainis Chalam is also allowed in the month of Nisan. And the idea is that a Tainis Chalayim is something which a person has a bad dream and needs to have a Tainis Chalayim. It is something which is required in Midinat and Gemara. And therefore, since the Iser to have a fast during Nisan is only a Minig, and the Tainis Chalim is din, so one should, if necessary, take a Tainis Chalim during Nisan. The Ramah continues. He says, "Ve'ein oimrim mizmor l'soder ve'kel erech apayim v'lam ratzeach be'erev Pesach v'lo biyontif." We don't say mizmor l'soder, so that the Mishnah Berurah explains that since the Korban Toidah contained Lachmei Toidah, which is Chometz, and in Erev Pesach, Mishay Shois Lamad, we're not allowed to eat Chometz. And that could therefore lead to a situation, if the Korban was brought, there would be leftover Lachmei Toidah, and it would become Noiser. Therefore, to avoid the situation of Noiser, the Korban Toidah was not brought on Erev Pesach. So therefore, we do not say Mizmor L'Soidah. The Ramah continues. V'noyegin laharbois ksas ba'achila ushtia b'yoyim achar achag u isuchag. Ramah introduces to us the idea of isuchag, that the day after the yontiv, at the end of Pesach, is called isuchag, and there is an Indian to laharbois ksas ba'achila ushtia, to eat more on that day, and therefore the halacha is we also do not fast on that day. The Mishnah points out that you're allowed to make a cheirim if necessary on that day. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that on Erev Pesach, we are noheg to be mashkim the Beis HaKnesses. We try to get up early in order to make sure that we have enough time to daven and eat any chametz which might be left over.